This is Donna Sabo, and we got a dynamic hour ahead for you, and you're going to want to have that pad of paper handy and your pen so you can write down information. And this show always is oriented towards empowering you as an individual. And my guests always have something special to offer, and there is no exception to that this morning. My guest this morning is Sam Ulano. We're talking to him. He's in New York. He is going to be 86 years young, and what I love about Sam is that he has adopted a term for his area of skill and excellence that I think is marvelous. He's a drumkiatrist. Yes, I like that a great deal. Sam, welcome to the show.
How are you, Donna?
I am absolutely wonderful, and I'm so pleased to have you as a guest this morning.
It's my pleasure.
Now, you have two books.
I have two books. I have a third one in the, as they say, in the can in the movie industry, which I hope will be coming out shortly.
Well, you're going to have to send me that third copy, because what I have here in the studio with me is your two books. I Love What I Do, A Drummer's Philosophy of Life at 80, and then the other one, I love the title, Keep Swinging, Approach Your Senior Years Without Skipping a Beat. Sam Ulano, America's Drum Psychiatrist.
Well, I'm a professional drummer, Donna.
Yes,
for 75 years.
75 years.
And I'm still playing, still teaching, still writing. I've written 3,300 drum instruction books. Do I sound like I'm bragging? I don't mean to sound that way.
Oh, that's perfectly all right with me. I think that's marvelous.
That's what I do. I'm in the percussion field for many years. And I find that a lot of young people do not study properly, and you ought to know that also. It's happening in schools and
mm-hmm.
not only in the music industry, all over. And if they'd wake up and realize that they have one important part of their body that does it all, and that's the brain. The body is just a carrying case for what I call the brain computer. That's my thoughts on that.
Well, Sam, you have such a passion for life. You have such a drive for living one day at a time. And you, with your first book, you came up with, my goodness, just, what was it, 56 or 54 concepts that you wanted to put out. And your second book, you came up with a bunch of concepts as well. And when I was reviewing your material, I noticed that the big D word is very prominent in your life, and that I call discipline. And that has been very significant throughout your life. Who do you think was the person that encouraged that side of your personality to develop?
Well, let me put it this way. When I was 13, up until I was 13, I failed public school. I got left back in 1A. My twin brother got promoted to 1B, in those days was called 1A and 1B, and I got left back because I didn't know how to study. And I always thought that homework was a form of punishment from teachers, and this is the way I reacted to it. And by the time I became 13, I sort of got involved in drumming in a very freaky way. But like a lot of people do, they find something accidentally. A friend of mine had a set of drums, and I was fascinated by beating the drums, and I was able to concentrate 10 hours a day on the drums, but I couldn't concentrate on my studies in school.
You know, they'd call you an ADD.
What is that?
Attention learning deficit type of a child.
Was that what it would have been called?
You would have been diagnosed with ADD in today's world.
Yeah. Well, actually, I eventually overcame that. By the time I graduated high school, I passed English, not great, but with a B plus, and if for some reason I developed this ability to tell people in an instruction way on how to play the drums, and this became this ability to concentrate developed in me, and this has become the thing that I tell everybody. I still teach 25 and 30 students a week, and I tell them the key to this thing is your brain. You've got to learn how to concentrate because your body can't think. Your hands can't think, your feet can't think, your brain is the entire computer that's on top of your body. And I don't know, if people don't see it that way, then they're missing the whole picture.
One of the things, because you're so involved with music and you have such a love for this industry and for what you do, I really appreciated so many of the thoughts that you share in your book. And for those of you who are just tuning into the broadcast, Sam Olano is my guest. He's out of New York. He is 86 years young. He has two books that are published. One is called I Love What I Do, and his second book was called Keep Swinging, Approach Your Senior Years Without Skipping a Beat. But his philosophies are for any age. It doesn't make any difference who you are, where you are. His attitudes have enabled him to live a very, very successful life. And we're going to be talking about some of the wonderful things that are coming up for him. But I want to bring up one thought, Sam. When you're talking about music, here you are, you were willing to do 10 hours a day on that drum. I mean, you were just, and you have these rubber blocks. You know what I want to
learn? Well, that's what we practice on, is a rubber block, yes.
Right. I need to tell someone down the street that has kids that are practicing on drums that they can practice on a rubber block.
Well, I call it the drummer's punching bag, like a fighter would hit a punching bag. The rubber block can absorb the pressure. I use heavy metal drumsticks. They weigh a pound, 2 pounds. And I'm a big believer in three things in my life. I call it HEF, H-E-F, your health, your education, and your finances. You're missing one of those pieces. I don't care who you are. You're in trouble.
Intelligent practice will get results. You do not like the saying practice makes perfect. Explain that.
What was that?
I said you have in your book, intelligent practice will get results.
That's right. People used to say practice got result. Practice makes perfect. Nobody's been perfect. If we were perfect, you and I, we couldn't live with this world if we were perfect. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
But intelligent practicing can get good results. Frank Sinatra once said that he was asked what was the most important thing in becoming a professional, and I still remember him saying it many years ago, was the ability to take direction. Now, you have a radio program, somebody directs you, and somebody directs the director, and goes up the ladder. And if we can't take direction, we're never going to get anything done.
And that is, I think, a very healthy attitude, because we have to work together as a team. And I know in broadcasting, when you have a good team, then when things may go awry or something is not in order, you work with that team. And that's in any business. That's in any aspect of life. It's in family when you can work together as a team. And I really like that. There's that statement when you say taking direction is important. And I think that that is something that has been misplaced in many areas of our social
environment. Very much so. Very much so. I agree with you total heartedly. And also, if you look in my book called Keep Swinging, the first topic in the index or whatever its contents is that there are 24 hours in a day. And people don't realize that every day, 365 days a year, this year, next year, the year after, we have 24 hours every day to get ourselves reorganized and straightened out in what we got to do with our life. And if we don't utilize those 24 hours, we're never going to get anything done.
You've walked a path of experience that I think is really refreshing to read about because you're very candid. One of the biggest issues that we see in the headlines today are the problems with obesity, with the children, with adults, and they go on and on and on and on about this. And you at one time did have a problem with obesity. You weighed over 300 pounds, which is incomprehensible to me.
320 pounds to reach.
320 pounds.
I weigh 160 right now.
What turned you around? What was it in your mind or in what you did that made the difference for you?
Good question. I got a good answer for you. In 1960, I weighed 320 pounds, and I met a fellow who owned a gymnasium. He was Miss America in 1936 by the name of Sigmund Klein. And he said to me, you keep going like you are, and you're going to be dead before you reach 60. And I didn't like that concept. And he sort of snapped something in my brain, and I started to learn the most important thing, how to eat properly. And within 2 years, I was down to 200 pounds. I had dropped 120 pounds. In fact, I even wrote a little book called How to Lose Weight and Fit Behind Your Steering Wheel. And it sounds cute, but I was so fat, I couldn't get behind my steering wheel. And then I went through a whole program of body conditioning, not an hour, 2 hours in a gym, but 10 minutes in a gym. And it, by little, I developed the body, brought it back, I controlled my eating, and this is where everybody's making a mistake. I get on a bus and I see people weighing 250, 300 pounds, and I say to myself, you know, I was there once, so I knew what I was talking about. And right now, I've controlled my eating. I'm also a diabetic level 2, and anybody who's diabetic out there should know that if you're not eating correctly and taking your medication, you are not going to be able to control diabetes. Diabetes are only controlled. You can't cure it. But if you can control it, man, you can live a happy and healthy life. Arthur Ashe proved that as a tennis. He had diabetes, and he passed away in his 60s or something like that. And he proved that with exercise and proper eating, you can stay in great shape. I used to practice exercise next to Jack LaLanne. You know that name, I'm pretty sure.
Yes, he
He's about 93 now, and his wife, they're in tremendous condition. And he used to yell at me. He says, don't ever stop lifting these weights. Now, the weights don't make you lose the weight. It just tightens the body up.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it does. But the control of how you eat is the key. And this is where we're having a big problem. You know, I'm not knocking fast foods, and I'm knocking noshing, which means to keep eating all day long. You have to eat with some kind of a method. And if you don't know how to do it, get a nutritionist who can tell you how to do it.
Now, Sam, you have, again, such an optimistic outlook towards life, but you really believe very strongly, as I do.
What is that?
You really believe that people have to be personally responsible for their lives.
And oh, yeah.
You
can't be responsible for my life.
That's right.
I was told that I have to be at my phone here, that Donna Sebo is going to call me, and I had to make sure that I put time away to be here to talk to her.
Well, I'm so glad.
If I got to go play with my band, I've got to be there an hour and a half ahead of time, because I have to set up a set of drums, I got to get through traffic, and I can't leave anything for chance for the last minute. I'm a big believer in preparation. I have myself prepared. I'm not a great talker. I'm not trying to sound like a scientist to you, but I should be able to explain what I wrote about, what I'm talking about. And I wrote most of this stuff as a hobby. Had no intention of ever having it published, and that happened accidentally. But that's another story.
Now, one of the significant points in your book, one of the many, and for those of you who are just tuning in, we're talking with Sam Ulano, 86 years young. We're speaking to him out of New York. This is a man who is a drumchiatrist, and he is about living life to the fullest. He is a performer full-time. He teaches 25 to 30 students every week. This is a man that the word retired does not belong in. And let's face it, ladies and gentlemen, we live long enough, we're going to be in those golden years like Sam is, and why not learn from someone who has walked a walk of experience and is willing to share his ideas. And his books are Keep Swinging, Approach Your Senior Years Without Skipping a Beat, and also I Love What I Do. That's very important, Sam, because you do love what you do.
Can I tell people how they can get the book? Would that be out of line?
Sure. Go right ahead.
They can get them either in Barnes & Noble's, Borders, on the Internet. They can even write me at my address here in New York at P.O. Box 576, Radio City Station, New York, 10101-0576. Or they can get it through Vital Health Publications. If they punch in the website, Vital Health, they'll get it. Or they can check my website, which I have an interesting one, which is www.samulanodrums, that's one word, .com. And they will get an idea of what I'm doing. As I think I told you, my son has just finished a movie about my life, which is coming out on my birthday, August 12th. We're going to have a screening here in New York City. And my son, of course, got an Oscar for doing the sound on Titanic and Kill Bill. And he just finished Rocky Balboa, which is Sylvester Stallone's sixth Rocky movie. And he's got one coming out on August 4th called Todega Nights with Will Farrell. It's getting a lot of promotion. I sound like I'm bragging about my son, but he's lived a fascinating life at 52, and he's doing what he loves. You know, and I think if people don't find what they love to do and get trapped in their job, life could be awfully miserable.
I agree, and it's wonderful. I don't think it's unfair or out of line to talk about your son, who has had such wonderful accomplishments. He's got a father that has accomplished a great deal, so he's literally following in your footsteps, but in his own way. And I think that's a wonderful, wonderful patterning. When we make up your mind that you want to do something, and you want to be an original, you want to be an original, you give some very good wisdom on wanting to be an original. Sum it up, Sam.
Well, the question I ask to people is, how can we become original? And the only way we can become original is be ourselves. There's only one Sam Ulano. There may be somebody else with the same name. There's one Donna Sebo. Maybe somebody else has that name. But there's only one of you, and we're already original.
Yes.
And once we know who we are, this is a big problem, finding out who are we? What do we love to do? What makes us happy? And the point is that it sounds like being selfish, but I don't think it's selfish, because you're not going to accomplish nothing unless you work at what you love to do. If you're working a job where you don't like it, just because you're going to get paid, you're in trouble. But you got to have pay, because at the end of the day or the month, you're going to have to pay Verizon or whoever your telephone carrier is. You're going to have to pay your rent. You're going to have to pay your car. You're going to have to pay for your food. You're going to have to pay for your family. You're going to have to pay for your entertainment. You're going to have to pay for your cleaning, your clothing. It goes on and on and on. And if you don't find a way to make a living, you're in tough shape. And so if you don't do what you love to do and can be happy at what you, now that's a great word, being happy. If you can be happy at what you do and like it, and it's more than liking it, you got to love it. Now, I love to play the drums. Why that happened to me at the age of 13, I was just fascinated by it. I can't put my finger on what set me, or if you had asked me what made me be able to concentrate and do that. I don't know. It was, my mother used to say, I come from a family of 10 children, two sets of twins, and my mother used to tell my brothers and sisters, they used to say, he's banging on a piece of rubber. That was the drum block we were talking about. Mm-hmm. And my mother used to say, you leave him alone, because your brother has something that none of you have, the ability to concentrate for 10 hours on a subject, whatever it is. In his case, it's drumming. It might have been being a doctor. It might have been something else. But right now, that was what he loves to be concentrating on. So I never bothered my children. I have a daughter and a son, a couple of grandchildren. I never told them how to live their life. I told them, you got to find what you love. And my son loves the movie industry. He's done over 300 movies, and he's the president of the Sound Union. My daughter is a school teacher, and she's done great with that. And they're doing what they love to do. I don't interfere in their life. I don't tell them, you shouldn't do that. You should have done this. You know,
mm-hmm.
You can't tell people how to think. You can give them ideas what to think about, but you can't make them do it until their brain snaps, especially people who are overweight, which we call OA, Overeaters Anonymous, you know, like gamblers or alcoholics. And unless somebody says to themselves, I'm getting too fat, I got to do something about it. And that's what I did to myself. I got to a point where I couldn't even get into my clothes. And it bothered me. And I had to find a way how to undo that. And Sigmund Klein said something to me that was great. This line was so interesting. When I met him, I said, how long is it going to take me to get back in shape? He says, well, it took you 25 years to get out of shape. It's going to take you 25 years to get back in shape. Don't that make sense?
Yes, it does. But, boy, that sure doesn't help with a lot of the diet gurus that are out there to tell you can do it in 30 days. And it's not going to happen in 30 days. Sam,
yes.
You also say something, don't tell people what you're going to do. Do it.
I'm a big believer in that. I'm not going to say, you know, I think I'm going to be doing the radio talk. I first do the show, then I could say to somebody, I just was on the air with Donna Sebo, and she's out in the northwest section, and not that everybody in the east would know who you are or who knows mm-hmm. who I am, but the point is, I don't tell people that I'm going to go do this and then don't do it. That bugs the hell out of me. I have, somebody says they order some of my drum books. I have tons of drum books I've written about this instrument. By the way, the drum is the second oldest instrument in, known to man. The human voice is the first. So it was the least written about. You go into the Library of Congress, you have tons and tons on violin music and piano and saxophone and vocal and all that. The drum is the least written about because it's the least known about by most people. You just think, they think you just sit down and start banging, and that ain't the way it works. That's not how it works.
Now, there's something I want to bring up relative to this, because in one of your books, this is something that you cover. You are not in favor of traditional formats for teaching, for example, the drums, because you feel that a lot of what was taught in the past is not staying current with the instrumentation that we have today. Explain that.
How do you put that? I didn't get that.
Well, you had stated in your book that when it came to learning drumming, you thought a lot of the traditional methods should not be used. It takes too long for the students to really be able to do the job effectively, because we have all kinds of different forms of electronic instrumentation now where you can have, you know, the effective drumming, and there's different things. So why is it that you're wanting to have people update
let me put it to you this way. Tradition was yesterday, July 27th. We cannot recapture July 27th. It's gone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working on July 28th. I have no idea what's going to happen after you and I get done talking on the phone. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. That's why I think fortune tellers are full of baloney. You'll excuse my language. I don't think anybody can predict the future. We can prepare for the future, maybe. We don't know if it's going to happen. But I can only live today. I happen to be Jewish with an Italian name, it sounds. The name used to be Ulanovsky. Folks came here from Russia about 90 years or so ago. And they wound up in Ellis Island, and everybody, his brothers all wanted shorter names, so my father got an Italian name, Ulano. However, what happened 2,000 years ago has no relevancy today at 2006 on July 28th. And nobody's going to tell me, well, this is what they did 2,000 years ago. 2,000 years ago, they didn't have no refrigeration. They didn't have, there was nothing. There was no computers. There was nobody going to the moon, nobody going to Mars. Today, we're living in an era where we don't even know how far they went up there. And I'm a believer in today. Today is the day. I have a chance today to get better. And if I don't get better today, I hope that I'm breathing. Tomorrow, I have a chance to get better again. So if I didn't do something today that I was supposed to do, I still have 24 hours coming up tomorrow to do it. And if I don't do it tomorrow, I can do it the next day. So there's always going to be the day after today. Or tomorrow. Yesterday is history. It's gone. I hear guys talking about the baseball. I'm a big baseball fan here in New York. And I hear people saying, well, the old days, the Yankees did this and did that. We can't go back to the old days. They're gone. We're going with today's day, which is to July 28th, and this is where I can live. I can't live in the past. If I'm going to live in the past, I'm going to get lost. And this is what happens to a lot of people. They're still, it's nice to have memories. I got lovely memories in my life. I got many great memories. The bad memories I get rid of in about 8 seconds. Why am I even worried about that? It's gone.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
So the word tradition, people are hanging on to the tradition without me getting political. This is why a lot of the wars are happening. They're still fighting what happened 2,000-3,000 years ago in religion.
Mm-hmm.
And I love religion. I'm Jewish, and I'm very Jewish, but I don't have to go to a synagogue to prove my being Jewish. I don't go there. I haven't gone there since I'm 21 years old because I don't understand the language that they're reading in, number one, and I'm sitting there and it's doing nothing for me. If I want to pray to God, if I'm a believer in that, I look up to God and I say, hey, I'm going to have another day today. And he says, go ahead, keep doing what you're doing. You're doing great. You know, you laugh, but it's true.
I love it. I think it's wonderful.
You know, most people who become, I live in a senior citizen house. These people don't get off their duff. You'll excuse that language.
Mm-hmm.
They walking around like zombies. I'm a veteran from World War II. I was in the band. I'm trying to sort of give you a capsule part of my life. 4 years I was in the band in the United States Army, and I wound up having skin cancer and got operated at the VA hospital, and then they found out I had diabetes and all that. And I listened to the doctors, because I'm not a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not looking for a second opinion. The joke, the comedian used to say, the woman asks the doctor for an examination. He says, well, you have a problem with your back. She says, that's the same thing Dr. Goldberg said. She says, what do you want from me? She says, I want a second opinion. He says, you're also ugly. He told her, you know. But the point is, I'm not a doctor, so I never argue with a doctor. They told me to take this medication, and I feel great. I feel better in my life. I'm down to 160 pounds. I haven't been 160 pounds in many years. But the point is that I follow instruction. You tell me this is the way it's got to be done, and if it works, I do it. If it doesn't work, I try and I look for something else.
Sam Ulano is my guest today, and Sam, it has been absolutely a delight. And he's got two books out, Keep Swinging, How to Approach Your Senior Years Without Skipping a Beat, and also I Love What I Do, A Drummer's Philosophy of Life at 80. He's got a third book that's going to be coming out. But I would say this to my audience, and no matter who you are, no matter what your age, Sam's wisdom and philosophy, I think, as you can tell, keeps him not only youthful, but he has an enthusiasm about life. He doesn't expect that anybody owes him anything. He's out there doing his life to the best of his capacity and enjoying the process. Now, Sam, you need to give your address again. That's Post Office Box 576, Radio City Music Hall.
That's Radio City Station.
Radio City Station.
That's the name of the post office. Yeah, Radio City Hall is a music place.
Yes, and that is in New York. And the zip code is 10101-0576. And you can go to his website if you like. It's Sam Ulano, and that's U-L-A-N-O, drums.
That's one word, Sam Ulano, drums.
Drums.com. And he's got a website. And his son is in the process of doing the music for Rocky Balboa. He is Oscar winner for the music for Titanic.
And we have a movie coming out called I Love What I Do, which is all finished. We're going to have a screening this August 12th, which is my 86th birthday. And then on August 13th, I'm having a party. You know, if you want to have a good party, I believe in running your own party. I hire my own band. I ordered my own cake, and I ordered the catering into the building where I live. We'll have about 100 some odd people there. They can dance and have good music. And we'll be swinging, and it'll be a good party. And this will be the 40th year I'm doing that, and I've always had a lot of fun doing it, you know.
Sam, you are a wonderful example for all of us, and God bless you. May you live to be 140 and keep on swinging.
Hey, thank you for having me on the show, Donna.
It is wonderful having you as a guest. This is Donna Sebo. We are going to be taking a break, and we will be back in just a minute. Now, Sam Ulano, remember his website, samulanodrums.com, and that's U-L-A-N-O, samulanodrums.com, and you will find out so much wonderful information about him that I know you'll want to get his book. Donna Sebo here. We're taking a break. Don't you go away now, because we're going to be right back. Hi, this is Donna Sebo, and we have open telephone lines right now. If you would like to call in and chat with me, I'd be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Now, there's a couple of things I want to mention to you. And the first one is the show is changing to a 3 o'clock to 4 time slot effective August the 1st. So Monday will be on from 11 till noon, but starting Tuesday, the Donna Sebo Show will be heard at from 3 to 4 in the afternoon Pacific time. So if you're Central, it's 5 to 6. If you're East Coast, it's 6 to 7. Then I've got to mention to you the Washington Renaissance Fantasy Fair. It's the first weekends in August, first three weekends in August. And this is such an exciting event. As you know, I've participated in this for a number of years, and it's held at the Mentor Creek Ranch in Gig Harbor, Washington. And if you would like to find out more about this, because this is a 16th century environment. The gates, the castles, the tents, the knights in shining armor are all there. The royal court. You have magicians. You have vendors like the pickle lady. You have the what we call the mud lady. We have so many different people, different personalities, different characters that are portrayed by a lot of people that love this event as much as I enjoy participating in it. And you just have a wonderful time. It's 3 weekends of great family fun. What you do, you go to their website because you can get your tickets in advance and you're going to save money at the same time. So if you want to get the discounted rates and don't want to wait in that long line that's at the gate, what you do, you go to WashingtonRenFair.com. That's WashingtonRenFair.com. And you can go in there. They'll give you instructions on everything you need to do to get your discounted tickets. Also, you can contact them via their 800 number at 359-5948. We have people come in from all over the country to be a part of this fair because it is just getting bigger and bigger every year, but there's so much going on. 8 stages of entertainment all during the day. The hours are 9 to 6, and it's absolutely wonderful. So don't hesitate, and I'll be bringing it up again, and you'll hear this every day until the fair is over. I get so excited about it because there's always adventures, and there's these wonderful events, and I will have a booth there. So if you want to come by and say hello, please do so. Look for the bright golden yellow banners with the big red lions on them, and you will know exactly where I am. And I'm doing many consultations for people while I'm at the Renaissance Fair, and also we'll have a lot of books to share with you as well. Donna Sebo here. If you'd like to call in and chat with me, let me light up your life with a little bit of insight. 877-876-5227 is the telephone number to call into. When I was chatting with Sam, I thought to myself, there's people that have effects or people that affect us, and it's so important to recognize them. And all of us will have a member of family or maybe a teacher that has touched our lives. Could have been a perfect stranger that helped us recognize something in ourselves or give us a bit of wisdom that helped us get through a rough spot. And John Finnegan was a college English professor at West Liberty State College, and he had this effect on his students. And this particular student, whose name is Rachel Burwell, she said, "It's amazing how someone can change your life in just a few seconds." She said, "John Finnegan did that for me nearly 30 years ago, and she said, I was going through a period in my life that was very tough. My father had had a very severe coronary between my junior and senior years in college, and I was so concerned about my family. I didn't feel that they were going to be able to continue to pay for my education, this wonderful small private college that I was going to. So I made all of the necessary arrangements with my college and a local state college to finish my senior year living at home. I thought that since I could work and pay my own tuition, it would ease the financial burden on my family, and in that way, I'd be there to support and help my mom and my younger sister. I only needed electives and decided to take several English courses, including Introduction to English Literature." And that's where Dr. John Finnegan comes in. He was a tough teacher. Man, he really had high expectations of all of we students. And she said, "I doubt that any of the freshmen and sophomores in the class were there because they wanted to be. But I wasn't like them. I really wanted to be in his class." She said, "I'll have to tell you, in perfect honesty, I don't remember much about English literature. But I remember him challenging us to think, to analyze, and to write. And somehow, he saw something in me, and I was only 20 years old at the time, that even though I was having such a difficult time and I was trying to find my way, he saw something in me that was very special." And she said, "I carry with me all the time a very frayed, folded note that I received from him that recommended revisions to the submission that I'd made to the college literary journal." And she said, "There were 7 words that were right at the end of his note to me that have sustained me through many of the challenges that life has thrown me. Those final words, Be one on whom nothing is wasted. Be one on whom nothing is wasted. She said, thanks to him, to those seven words, I've chosen to grow from life's challenges, knowing that there will always be something to gain if I'm wise enough to recognize it. So Rachel said, I want Dr. Finnegan, wherever you are, to know that I thank you for this. Rachel, that's a wonderful testimonial. I think many times we go through lessons of learning in life, and we have someone, just like Rachel had Dr. Finnegan, who said to her in his own way, there's something inside of you. Don't turn off your light. Leave it on. Let it start to grow in the way that it can shine, the way it can bring life in the life. And I think that's so important. And we need to honor those people. Maybe we can honor them by sharing the stories with others. Maybe we write about those stories like Rachel did. Maybe we will pass them along in a scrapbook in some way to someone else along the line. You never know. You might be sitting by somebody in a coffee shop sometime, and maybe they're having a tough time, and you can share the story of how someone helped you, and maybe that same story will help them. I know it's happened often in my life. That's one of the reasons why I like doing this show. I think of the San Olanos in life. You know, sometimes we just need to shut up and listen to them. They often have so much to share, and he's outliving his life to the fullest, 86 years young. I interviewed Jack LaLanne on my show. This was a few months back, and he's 93 years young, and his zest and enthusiasm for life is just like Sam's, and he doesn't make any excuses. He lives the life that he knows he wants to live. One of the biggest cop-outs, I think, that people will say, well, that guy's fortunate because they got a lot of money. Maybe, maybe not. But what are you going to do with life? If you're going to sit in your pity pot about everything, well, then you deserve to sit in your pity pot. But, you know, a pity pot only holds one person at a time. You ever notice that? Well, think about it. Because when you're sitting in your pity pot, you don't find anybody volunteering to take your position when you're in it. You're stuck there. So you're going to have to make a choice to get out of it. So, if pity potty audience ever gets to you, that's a mouthful. Try saying that 15 times if you won't laugh. Pity potty-itis. If you get stuck in that pity potty-itis stuff, give yourself a timer. Set it for maybe 2 minutes, 5 minutes, if you really want to be generous to yourself. And moan and groan and complain and go through all the crap that you want to go through about how miserable your life is and how sorry your life is. And, oh, it's so miserable. And then get out of your pity pot. Go do something. Go scrub a floor. Go help somebody that needs some help. Get busy writing, volunteer to do some work. If you need a job, go out and look for one. But do something. Stop whining. Get going. Because life does not wait for you. You're going to have to stand up and deliver. Donna Sebo here. I'd be delighted to assist you if you wanted to give me a buzz. 877-876-5227 if you'd like me to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. I wanted to share a little bit of information, trivia, if you will. Apparently, New Orleans this year has a 30% chance of a hurricane again. Researchers in Florida and Georgia say it's the highest risk large city in the United States. Well, that doesn't come as too much of a surprise, especially in that part of the country. And also, the Penn State agricultural economists find food stamp usage doubles in counties with new Walmart stores and blame low wages and the collapse of mom-and-pop local business networks. That's a different perspective, isn't it? And also, paleontologists have unearthed a dwarf species of dinosaur in Germany. Now, what was that dwarf dinosaur? It's the crested sauropod, S-A-U-R-O-pod. It was slightly taller than a human. In his world, in his time, he would have been considered very, very tiny. And you know what? They found with women who consume dairy products, they are 5 times more likely to have twins than women that are total vegans. And this comes out of the Journal of Reproductive Medicine. Just a thought there, ladies. If you are someone that you're a real strict vegan, then understand that milk can make a difference. And also, there is an Antarctic crater the size of Missouri They have discovered this via NASA satellites. There's apparently a 250-million-year-old meteorite that's 125 times larger than the one blamed for wiping out the dinosaurs. Those satellites can find all kinds of things. So that is just a little bit of trivia that I wanted to share with you today, a little bit of scientific and informative stuff. This is Donna Sebo. Telephone number to call in if you'd like to chat with me is 877-876-5227. Now, don't forget, we've had a big change here at BBS Radio, the Donna Sebo Show, as of Tuesday, not Monday. Monday, I'll still be on with you from 11 till noon, but Tuesday, we are shifting to 3 o'clock Pacific time, which is 5 o'clock Central and 6 o'clock East Coast. So we're going to have a wonderful lineup of people. And before we go to break, I want to let you know on Monday, we're going to be talking about homeopathy. Alan Schumacher is going to be my guest. This man is very knowledgeable about homeopathy. If this is an area of interest of yours, you might find this book very, very insightful. Also, we're going to be talking to a woman who is very intuitive herself. She's a psychic, Patricia Heller. Her book is Hear the Message Three Times and Listen. Then we're going to be talking about one of the most favorite foods in this wonderful country of ours, ice cream. Michael Turbach is going to be our guest. We're going to be talking about more than a month of Sundays, recipes, history, all about delicious ice cream. And just outside the spotlight, Luke Yankee, and then There Are No Mistakes, Eleanor Wiley. Wonderful lineup. Don't want you to miss any of it. We're taking a break. Don't you go away. We'll be back in just a moment. Hi, this is Donna Sebo, and I want to remind you about the Washington Renaissance Fantasy Fair. Yes, this is an exciting event that I've been participating in, as you hear me say every day for the past few years, but it's so much fun. I get to get dressed up in these beautiful dresses and costumes and then be able to go out and meet all kinds of people publicly and, of course, tell them about the radio show and interact with them. It's just marvelous. But what's so nice about this wonderful event is that it's for the entire family. Load up the kids. Take your neighbors. Come on over to the Renaissance Fantasy Fair. Now, you can go to their website, which is WashingtonRenFair.com, or you can call their 800 number 359-5948. Where else can you go where you're going to be able to step back in time to the 16th century and not have to deal with all the problems and miseries of that period? Because that is a dealing with the past way back. But you can view wonderful events like war horses charging down the list, carrying armored knights, jousting for king, queen, country, or the hand of a fair maiden. Ever seen the movie Robin Hood? Well, you get to see it in real life, in real action, right at the Washington Renaissance Fantasy Fair. And there's not just the jousting and equestrian events, but they have sword fighting, they have gypsy dancing, Celtic music, they've got eight stages that are going all the time with all types of entertainment. They have craftspeople that are there showing you how things were made back in the 16th century. You have merchants and vendors from all over the country that come into this event bringing their goods from all over the world that relate to that time in history. And they have the first Knight Academy who will teach the art of sword fighting to all who wish to learn. So pack up the family, pack up your friends, come on out for a wonderful time. It's the first 3 weekends of family entertainment, first 3 weekends of August. And that is August 5th, 6th, 12th, 13th, 19th, and 20th. 3 weekends for family entertainment that you're just not going to have the equal of anywhere else. And come on by my booth. I'm going to be on Main Street. You will see bright golden banners with gigantic red lions on them, and that's going to be mine. That's my signature symbol when I'm at the Washington Renaissance Fantasy Fair, and I invite you to come by and to join us. By the way, if you want to see this, there's been a film done of the Fantasy Fair, and it was last year's. And what you do, you go to scantv.org, scantv.org, and you can see this film. Also, there is a company, Adventure TV, at bravehost.com. You can go to their site. That's Adventure TV at, bravehost.com, and then you can find out if you want more information. You can do that. But don't forget to go to the website because you get the tickets at a discount as well as being able to print them out in advance, and boy, does that save a lot of time at the gate, because we have thousands and thousands of people to come out. So if you're all prepared and you're ready to go, you got it made. Now, if you want to give me a buzz, 877-876-5227. Well, our country is being hit with a heat wave of heat waves. It's the time of the year for it. It's that way in Nebraska. It's that way on the East Coast. Thunderstorms are happening. Flight delays are occurring because of these storms. But they're really not that unusual. I know when I would travel to Texas during this time of the year, flight delays were pretty much a common thing because you can't fly when those thunderstorms are doing their number. Well, in the Pacific Northwest, where we are, our weather has gone from warm to rather cool. We've got a storm front that's come through, so I, while I'm broadcasting to you, I'm seeing leaves flying across the window in front of me, and they're parallel with the ground. So often people, when they experience gray weather or they're feeling sort of blue, they just don't know exactly what to do. Well, you know what? Take care of yourself when you're going through something like this. What you can do is take what they call happiness supplements. And what are some of those supplements? Well, essential fatty acids and folic acid is one of those supplements, and the omega-3 fats. If you take those at breakfast time, you're going to get nutritional peaks and also fresh berries. And this is the time of year for those wonderfully delicious berries. We've got blackberries that are just growing all over the place, and they are so good. Fresh berries have a lot of natural components. They boost your serotonin 50% or more. And also, give a friend a call. If you're sort of feeling down in the dumps and there's somebody that you really enjoy talking with and interacting with, give them a call. Let them know that you just want to hear their delightful, charming voice, and chatting with them for a few minutes really makes your day. And also, don't forget to get up and move. One of the worst things you can do is just sit and just do nothing. Get up, go for a walk. Get out and move. Do something that maybe you have not been particularly interested in doing, but get yourself in gear. It's so easy to just get stuck. You don't want to do that. Also, regularly spend time with supportive family and friends. You know, they've done so many studies regarding depression, and sometimes there can be hormonal shifts. If it starts getting gray, a lot of people will get the blues syndromes when there's the gray skies. But don't worry about the stuff that really isn't that significant. You don't have to keep with the latest fashions. And develop a hobby. Get involved with something that you really like. And remember, Sam Milano, listen to your favorite music. Music is his life. He loves it. Every day there is music that he's involved with, and he is involved with other people as well. And you need to remember to do that for yourself as well. And take time to finish some of those little tasks that you haven't gotten to. And don't be afraid of letting go of the past. Sam mentioned that earlier when I was chatting with him, and I think that that is so important. You can dwell on the past, what went wrong, maybe something that you didn't do right with money and you lost a gazillion dollars. Okay, so it happened. Move on. This is a new day. This is a day for new beginnings, new opportunities. Don't forget, you're in charge of your mind. Your head is the one that you totally can have dominion over. So what are you going to do with it? Are you going to put your brain waves out in a patterning that's going to cause misery and confusion? Or are you going to make them work in the right way? Put on some good Italian music. Nothing like it to change your mood. Well, I know we're out of time, and I'm so glad you were able to join me today, and I'm so appreciative of Sam Milano being able to be my guest also. I appreciate his wisdom, and I appreciate the gift of what he gives from his many experiences and also from the world of music that has filled his life with so much richness. You also are very significant to me, and I'm so glad you're a part of our programming. BBS Radio is delighted that you find pleasure in what you hear, and we're always interested in your comments. So when you go into the site, if you have a comment about a show or anything that you'd like to have us be aware of, go to that comment section, fill it out. Donna Sebo here. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. You will be hearing from me on Monday. We'll be back. Bright and sassy. Talk to you then. Bye for now. Have a fabulous weekend. Bye-bye.